Dave, goodbyes. The last time I talked to Dave was on the phone. When he finally called me back, he told me about his hospital stay, about the nurses, the food, the doctors, the medications, the weather. It's all that smoke in the air, he explained, as his reason for being in the hospital, maintaining that smoke from California and Colorado wildfires had attacked his breathing. But he was doing fine, and when was I coming up for a visit? My next phone call to Dave was never returned. Dave's ex called me and gave me the bad news. Dave, she told me, passed away. The bad news about Dave is still bad weeks later. What I hold to are memories. I have photos from a Mazatlan trip Dave and my brother Alan and I took, as well as several trips to Padre Island, Texas. Dave hates Texas and told me often about his last drive out of Texas, pulling his Airstream with the mad KGB Russian Vera telling him all the way that he was crazy. There won't be a church service, Kathy told me, but we will have a get-together. For those of us left behind, not forgetting Dave is the sweetest thing we can do. Final goodbyes are way too final.